Small Business Spoonfuls is a weekly Q&A with Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill, providing the answers to questions you have about running your small business. This podcast is sponsored by HelpDeskSuites.com. You are a busy employer, we are your employment law compliance help desk. Visit HelpDeskSuites.com to find out more and become a member. Now, here's your host, Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are talking about marijuana usage in the workplace.
Yep, a lot more states are becoming legalized now. And so we wanted to kind of give an update on, we've touched on it a little bit in previous podcasts, just on the subject. But we wanted to talk about specifically when outside recreational use conflicts with inside the workplace and what are some good best practices.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we know that, you know, you're as an employer, you still have the right to say people cannot work under the influence.
That's
you
right.
Can't smoke it at work. You can't vape it at work, you know, whatever the thing is. And it's really no different than, you know, taking opioids at work.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you have a prescription for them. Maybe you are treating a legitimate condition.
Yep.
Well, that's cool, but if it impairs your ability to perform the job safely or
yep.
perform the job at all, that's when those lines kind of get a little bit blurred.
Yep, exactly. So let's talk about some just examples. For instance, guy has a marijuana card. He totally legal. He's got to do this for his anxiety or whatever medical condition he's treating. Comes to work, drives a forklift. That's his job. Where would it, like, what would be the kind of practice here for the employer to take?
Okay. So basically, unless the employee looks impaired or is acting impaired, we're not just going to be like, hey, you know, are you smoking?
Yeah.
You know, so there's going to be something that triggers the inquest. You know, there's
yeah,
going to be some
right.
sort of reasonable suspicion. But let's just say that it has been identified now that he is, you know, he has THC in his system, he has the marijuana card, and he's about to sue you for ADA violations because, you know, you're discriminating against him because he has this issue that he's treating. Well, but he drives the forklift, like you said.
Exactly.
So what if his reflexes are not what they should be, and he can't raise and lower and back and forward and turn in the way he needs to, and he's knocking out windows and people and hitting somebody's car in the parking lot, you know, like all of these things could happen.
Yeah, just because you have that card doesn't negate OSHA.
Right,
you know?
right, exactly. So it's not just ADA that we think about with this kind of
yeah.
stuff. We have to think about OSHA, because OSHA, even if it's not a forklift regulation, let's just say it's anything, OSHA has what they call the general duty clause, and that clause states that employers have a general duty to keep employees safe. And what it basically translates down to is, even if OSHA didn't write a specific statute about your specific situation, and you as an employer are not doing everything you can to keep workers safe, you're hung out to dry.
You're liable. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah. So let's say somebody has a marijuana card, or maybe they don't have a card. Maybe you're in a state, you know, that's legal. You're in Colorado or Washington, or,
California.
You know, you're in one of these states. And so they smoke pot before they come to work. And now they're at work, but they're not smoking at work. So what they did off duty might not be any of your business under
yeah.
law, right? But when they bring it to work and now they can't perform the essential functions of their job
yeah.
because they're stoned.
Yeah.
Well, see, you it's have just, rights there.
Yeah. And it's just like coming to work drunk or
exactly.
taking some prescribed pills or things like that for pain or whatever it is.
Yes.
You still have your rights there in place as the employer.
Yes. Employers have to look at marijuana these days as the same as alcohol. Like
yep.
you just pointed out, alcohol is legal. If people drink off duty, that's none of our business.
Yeah.
But when they drink before work and come in drunk,
yeah.
that is our business, right? And so the same way with medication. If you have a legit medication that makes you drowsy, well, that's no different than having a legit marijuana card. But how it affects your work
yeah.
may render it, you know, untenable. Like
yeah.
maybe it's not safe, or maybe they just can't do the job.
That's right.
you know? And so, of course, we want to take ADA into consideration.
Yeah.
We want to look at, you know, is there a disability here? Can we make an accommodation?
Yeah.
But even the ADA says that the accommodation has to equip the worker to accomplish the essential functions of the job.
Yeah.
And if you're too impaired with whatever the accommodation might be, then, you know, you're not going to be able to keep that person on. Now, the other thing, too, is that you can set up an employee assistance program. So you could say, you know, we have some counseling for you. We want to sponsor you through some sort of a drug treatment program, or if you think that's appropriate, or if that, you know, is, you know, coming into view that that would be an appropriate thing. And then the employee can say yes or no to that. But just the key here is document everything you do.
Yep.
And
right.
Don't let yourself be buried by fear from all of these, because there have been court cases where employers are losing right and left because somebody has THC in their system and they want to fire them because they have a zero tolerance policy. But it doesn't apply in this case because it is something that's protected, and the employee was not harming themselves or the safety of others.
Or impaired at work or anything.
They could accomplish their essential functions.
Yeah.
So, you know, employers, we have to walk that line.
Yeah. And that goes into kind of older school thinking. We're not sitting here saying marijuana use is just bad. It treats a lot of really good things. But at the same time, just you don't take it overboard, but you do have rights as an employer if a person's coming to work impaired, as you would if, like we mentioned, if they were coming to work drunk or something like that. Usually these employees are not going to come to work like that, but once in a while you'll have a situation like this.
Yeah.
High pressure situations and things like that, and you know, whatever it is, and do your best to work with the employee on fixing the problem before you just terminate them, you know, kind of thing. So,
and that's the key. You've got to walk through the steps, and you have to consider every law. And so, but the law we most often forget about is OSHA.
Yeah.
So OSHA and ADA, they can have an understanding between each other.
Yep.
And there are lines that can't be crossed on both sides.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
We as employers, sometimes we have to get legal counsel involved. We have to kind of have a lawyer take a look at it. Someone local to your area.
Yeah.
Because they need to know your local statutes in your state or city or maybe your county. And they can advise you on the specifics.
Yeah.
But we just can't let ourselves get paralyzed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a good place to start with it is OSHA and keeping everybody safe first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But with OSHA, not just immediately terminating that person for this incident. And then you can go from there with the ADA. You just want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. And know your drug testing statutes, too, because some states do not allow you to drug test randomly without some heavy duty reasonable suspicion. Other states don't care. You can drug test people whenever you want to.
Yep.
But know what your local state law says.
Yep, that's right. And if you're a member, you can write us in and we'll help you out with your state laws and things like that and kind of give you a little bit of guidance from our SPHRs here.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we just published a whole new section on marijuana laws by state.
Yep.
So we're keeping that up to date as well, because believe me, it's a moving target.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're listening to this and you're not a member, go to helpdesksuites.com and check it out. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess that's a wrap for today.
Yep, sounds good. Until next time.
I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Small Business Spoonfuls podcast, we invite you to check out helpdesksuites.com. Helpdesksuites.com is the essential resource for anyone in an HR position. So whether you're new to HR and just starting to figure it out, or a seasoned pro looking for ways to keep up with the changes that happen almost daily, then the deluxe membership to helpdesksuites.com can help you to get to the next level. Our extensive document library, employee handbook creator, job description writer, monthly training, mobile apps and tools, and supportive active Facebook community will help you along your way. You will get the feedback, encouragement, and advice you need when you need it. HelpDeskSuites.com is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and maintain a successful HR department. Check it out at HelpDeskSuites.com/helpdesk-suite-deluxe-details. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast today, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts.